underwater, checking out this underwater metronome. It's a really cool thing that little Benny invented. It's actually outside of the ship, and he has a microphone like right up next to it, and it's picking up the sound. That's what you're hearing in the background. So there you have it. Anyway, I'll be back in an hour to explain what transpires after a public service announcement. WMUC-FM College Park. It's the Irrelevant Show.
Hello, I'm Ali McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during wildfire season, when disaster can strike with almost no warning. If wildfires force you to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Animals left to fend for themselves often burn to death or die from smoke inhalation. If you must leave your home, take your animals with you.
For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
Hello again! We met earlier. I made your triple mocha latte. I'm Arrow Smith. In my dream on, I'm the last child to walk this way. So I listen to the Irrelevant Show every Sunday, right here on WMUC-FM, College Park.
I just checked the sun's position and found out that it's 12 o'clock here. By this watch I've carried ever since we left England a month ago, it's 9 o'clock in Greenwich. So, our position is 3 hours or 45 degrees east of Greenwich.
Where does that put us?
In Baghdad, sir.
Baghdad?
Something was missing. My time machine is gone! At once, like a lash across the face, came the possibility of losing my own age, of being left helpless in this strange new world. The thought of it was an actual physical sensation. I could feel it grip me at the throat and stop my breathing. In another moment, I was in a passion of fear and running with great leaping strides to the spot where I had last seen the time machine. I searched the bushes frantically. How could they have moved it? They are so weak and childish. Am I to be trapped here in this unknown world? I wept with absolute wretchedness.
But where do the radio signals get their time from?
From the official timekeepers. Special clocks regulated by quartz crystals.
One of the first mechanical devices for telling hours was the water clock, or clepsydra. It simply measured dripping water, and so worked on cloudy days and at night.
We all know that time is out there, but we can't see it, feel it, taste it, touch it, or smell it.
What is now? And does it even exist outside of our heads?
The structures like wells were really passageways for the undergrounders. Somehow in their underground civilization, they did all of the work for the Eloi. I wondered, what is hidden down there at the foot of the shaft? And then the thought occurred to me. These strange underground creatures must have taken my time machine. But why had they taken it? And why, too, if the Eloi were masters, could they not restore the machine to me?
Time is what keeps everything from happening all at once. And so time is that part of the world that orders events in a certain way so they happen sequentially from beginning to end.
What did the digital clock say to the grandfather clock?
What?
Look, no hands.
Hey, don't forget, this weekend is a daylight savings.
Right. What is it? Spring forward, fall back. Oh, wait, we gain an hour.
Oh, that's right. That's so sick. Whoa, who the hell are you?
I am Gregory from Earth version 2065.
2065? You're from the future?
Indeed. I am from an Earth timeline that abandoned springing forward in 2022. For 4 decades, we have only fallen back, thus giving us an extra hour every year at no cost. Time is our playground.
That sounds incredible.
It is a utopia. Humans get full REM sleep. No one is late to anything. And we can always watch one more episode of a show.
It's heaven.
We've even brought the price of Arizona iced tea back down to 99 cents.
So take me with you.
I am here for him.
Me?
In Earth version 2065, this is your friggin' sweet idea. But unfortunately, you have passed. I have been tasked to bring you back to protect the sanctity of the God Hour.
I'll see you again one day.
I'm sure.
Listen closely. I'm from an alternate future where we only spring forward. We do not fall back. I need to find and warn Jack Connor.
You just missed him, okay? You're late.
Damn it. I always am.
I have to stop this.
Ticking clock.
We live in space. All around us, there are 3 dimensions of space. But Einstein realizes that time is also a dimension. In fact, time and space are one thing called space-time, which is 4-dimensional. That's what we live in, that's what we move in and live our lives through. Einstein furthermore realized that gravity is a manifestation of the curvature of space-time. We have stuff in the universe. We have a planet or a black hole or some kind of mass or energy. It warps the space and time around it, and that's what we see as gravity. And it really is the space-time that gets warped. It's time as well as space. So if you travel close to a strong gravitational field, you feel the flow of time differently than in outer space.
What's going on here? It turns out that for every individual object, you, an alien, an atom, the past, the present, and the future are always well-defined. Your death will always happen after your birth, never before, and never at the same time.
After we looked at 12 o'clock high at the studio, I asked Daryl Zanuck's permission to tell you about it. I volunteered to do this because I believe that 12 o'clock high is a particularly fine picture.
Well, a billionth of a second has the same relationship to 1 second as 1 second has to 35 years.
1 second to 35 years. Yes. Now I see how small that figure is.
And even a billionth of a second is long compared to the much shorter times that scientists have to deal with.
I awoke, feeling the Morlock's hands upon me. In an instant, I knew what had happened. My fire had gone out, and the bitterness of death came over myself. I was caught by the neck, by the hair, by the arms, and pulled down. It was indescribably horrible in the darkness to feel all those soft creatures heaped upon me. I felt as if I were in a monstrous spider's web. I was overpowered and went down. I felt little teeth nipping at my neck. I rolled over and grabbed my iron lever. It gave me strength, and I struggled to my feet, shaking the human rats from me. Holding the bar, I swung at them with all my strength.
The concept of time is abstract and elusive, possibly beyond complete human comprehension.
Time? What is time? When we try to say what it is, it eludes us. Yet man can measure time with the greatest precision. With his instruments, he can stretch it or compress it. What the scientist knows, what he hopes to know about time, is the fascinating subject we will explore.
1 little second doesn't seem so important, really.
Oh, a second is important. Take a look.
Nine and three-tenths seconds.
What kind of a clock was that?
A stopwatch. It measures intervals of time down to a tenth of a second. Of course, it's not very practical when you're trying to measure a millionth of a second.
But who'd want to measure a millionth of a second?
Scientists, engineers, technicians, anyone who deals with things moving at high speed.
What kind of a clock would they use for that?
Usually a cathode ray oscilloscope.
Never heard of it.
Basically, it's much like a TV picture tube, but it's used differently. The beam of electrons sweeps across the screen over and over again in the same track. Now, if we connect, say, a microphone, sound will jog the beam and make a jog in the trace, like this. The ticks of a watch put time markers on the sweep, 5 to the second. When we speed up the sweep, the time between ticks is stretched out to full screen. Speeding up the sweep still more, using an electronic timer, we can put on markers of a hundredth of a second or less, and measure the speed of a bullet as it cuts two wires only a foot apart. Let's take another look and stop the picture. The interval between the two vertical lines we've drawn here represents the time it took for the bullet to break the two wires.
How long was that?
1/1000 of a second. That's really quite a long time.
In 1962, one man decided to find out if we were unknowingly controlled by time.
I went toward the White Sphinx, where I knew the Morlocks had dragged my time machine. I was armed only with my crowbar and the determination to return to my own time. And then came a most unexpected thing. As I approached the pedestal of the Sphinx, I found the bronze valves were open. They had slid down into grooves. At that, I stopped short before them, hesitated, then slowly entered. There is my time machine!
Well, that's accuracy.
Sir, it occurs to me... Yeah? Well, I don't think it would make much difference to anybody if they did lose a second or two now and then.
Well, everyone depends on accurate timing, whether they're aware of it or not. For example,
with quartz crystals, it's the precisely controlled number of vibrations per second that determines the kilocycle and megacycle channels used in broadcasting, television, in multiplex, where many messages travel a single cable, or travel a radio relay beam. Accurate timing of electrical impulses is the heart of all communication systems.
It takes light a trillionth of a second to cross the nucleus of a hydrogen atom. That is also the shortest decay time of any atomic particles. Some theoretical physicists have suggested that time passes in discrete units, and that each unit is about a trillionth of a second.
We started with time as a movie, one now after another, where only the current now was real. Then we found out that because of relativity, there are multiple nows, all of them real somehow, which could mean that we're living in a frozen block universe where things don't happen and you don't really have free will. And we ended up with a kind of growing block universe where time passes and the future is open. So, which is correct? What is real? The present? The past? Are the dinosaurs as real as you are right now? What do the aliens on the other corner of the universe think about all this?
I felt in my pockets for the control levers of the time machine. Then I stepped fully inside the pedestal. As I examined the machine, the doors of the pedestal slid shut, just as I had expected. I was in the dark, trapped, or so the Morlocks thought. Again, the Morlocks' hands were upon me. I quickly fitted the levers on the machine. I could already hear their murmuring laughter as they came toward me. I pushed the lever just as they started to maul me. The next moment, I was hurtling through time. The darkness fell from my eyes, and I found myself in the same gray light and tumult I have already described. I clung to the machine as it swayed and vibrated. I watched the years speed by.
It takes time for your brain to process the visual information it receives about an object in front of you. Color is processed first, followed by motion, and then finally shape. Except by the time your brain has processed all of that, the object has already moved on to a new location. So your brain cannot tell you for certain where the moving object is now. Instead, it shows you its best guess as to where the object should be. As the flash lag illusion shows, that guess is not always accurate.
Did you notice it was brighter earlier this morning? Thanks to daylight savings time, I'm not really sure what I think about daylight savings time, but I'll give it 8 months.
Do your past, present, and future all exist right now? Are you being born and lying on your deathbed at this very moment? Surprisingly, the answer could be yes.
In a billionth of a second, a jet plane will travel about 100 thousandths of an inch, which is far enough for it to plow through several air molecules. Inside of those air molecules, a great deal is happening in a billionth of a second. An air molecule will find time to spin hundreds of times. Some subatomic particles will live out their entire history. Protons in the atom's nucleus will revolve thousands of billions of times in a billionth of a second.
Everything was exactly as it was before. Only my time machine had moved.
Time is moving on. Don't you keep on crying, crying oh so long.
anxiety survival broadcast, ensuring a past-future programming. My brain is recreating a negative repeat pattern.
Die Jahr für Jahr, den Gashahn aufdrehen, nicht weil es Ihnen zu gut geht.
This room is full of your thoughts, ladies and gentlemen. And not just your thoughts. Last night's thoughts. Last week's thoughts. Endless thoughts. Thoughts hang around for a very long time indeed, ladies and gentlemen. To be precise, forever.
There, now you see, he, with the eyes closed, with the attention turned inward, he was producing alpha, and that's the large brainwave here, and when I...
Right, I'm picking up something. It's not difficult to hear, just hard to find the right station. I'm receiving someone. A woman. Yes, it's definitely a woman.
Have the power for 500.
I move my chips to the center of the table. The climax is in sight. With 1,000.
Feel anticlock. Feel anticlock. Feel anticlock. Feel
anticlock. Three down. One to go.
Yeah.
2 minutes. See anti-clock.
The cool kids listen to The Irrelevant Show every Sunday, only on WMUC-FM in College Park.
Good Times is recorded on tape before a live audience.
Ain't we lucky we got 'em? Good times.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Came upon thick, lush, moss-covered rocks beside a small waterfall. The call of the Shama thrush broke over the sound of the waterfall as I lay there on the moss and felt the sun softly caressing my face. So gently that I fell into a deep, deep dream. I dreamed that I was at a Hollywood Oscar party, and I was the guest of honor at the party. Oh, mama, this must really be the end. The fact that me, a hard-working yoga practicing no one, should be the guest of honor at a Hollywood Oscar party. There I was. I was taken to Marty's power station. Traded pounds with Puff Daddy. Raised a glass with Rod Stewart. Dance a Roomba with Bianca. Kiss air with Shay. Tent of the mighty media sheep. I was raised upon a glass bar by a bevy of aspiring starlets. Dance naked on the bar top. Naked to the world. In front of every kind of girl, there was Michelle Pfeiffer, Gwyneth Paltrow, Pamela Lee, Goldie Hawn, and Madonna. Madeleine Albright, Mother Teresa, Jill St. John. Blanchett, Minnie Driver, Oprah, and Madeline Stowe, Grace Jones, Drew Barrymore. Out of the middle came a lady. She whispered in my ear something crazy.
been to hell. But I was coming back. And a girl disappeared. But soon she returned. In one hand was a brass pan. And in the other, a small red velvet bag. She took some herb from the bag.
Take it!
And put it into the pipe. And raised it to her lips. Just before she lit it, she said,
some people will destroy.
whack when I beat him playing cards. I took a punch and Sugar Ray at lunch, you know it didn't hit that hard. Broke my arm down at Maggie's farm, you know the job just couldn't last. Got on a roll on the Super Bowl with my good arm in a cast. Well, I got time to wait for you. Well, I got nothing else to do. Been around this world, I've done it all. Some things a couple times. Come on, girl, won't settle down. Won't you tell me you'll be mine? Fellini and me sail the seven seas, and Jackie on NASA's boat. I hit a reef and knocked out my teeth, so we smoked Bob Marley's dope. Went downtown and met James Brown, and he taught me how to dance. Had a ball with Charles de Gaulle, we drank all the wine in France. Well, I got time to wait for you. Well, I got nothing else to do. Been around this world, I've done it all. Some things a couple times. Come on, girl, won't you settle down? Won't you tell me you'll be mine?
Awareness of time and space also becomes confused. Things seem to take an unearthly long time, although much less often. Things which should have taken a long time seem to have zipped by in an instant.
Zipping takes an instant. Unzipping seems to take forever.
Come on, honey. Come on.
Oh. Shut up.
Space alteration is totally unpredictable. Sometimes the room looks longer. And sometimes the room looks
shorter.
Sometimes the ceiling seems to be three floors above you. Or only an inch from your head.
Oh, you son of a bitch!
Maybe there will be no space alteration in your room whatsoever. But get up and walk down a flight of stairs, and that flight of stairs becomes infinite.
Time disorientation can sometimes cause you needless concern. Who hasn't experienced having his girlfriend say that she's going to the kitchen for some Coke?
I'm going to the kitchen.
Okay.
With some Coke.
And then not see her again for 2 days.
I wonder whatever happened to, what's her name?
After thinking she's accidentally locked herself in the refrigerator or been spirited away by Chinese people, you run into the kitchen and yell, "What's the matter?"
Gloria! Gloria, what's the matter?
I'm locked in the refrigerator!
Only to realize she's been gone less than a minute.
Or sausage. Why not enjoy some delicious California crispy pizza?
Hiya, hiya, hiya. They're shrimply delicious. Hiya, hiya, hiya. You'll go for that mouth-watering, taste-tempting, meaty shrimp mixture all wrapped up in a crispy noodle jacket. It's a treat you can't beat. So come on, join the folks that are getting fresh, crispy Flavo shrimp rolls now at the snack bar. They're shrimply delicious.
Visit our concession and see for yourself the delicious treats, drinks, and snacks awaiting you. If you are thirsty, try ice-cold soft drinks or a cup of hot, flavorful coffee. Get something to go with it, like a sizzling and satisfying hot dog or a tasty, tender sandwich. Try one of these delicious treats and you'll be back at the concession for more before the show is over. The service at our concession is friendly and efficient.
Fresh brewed hot coffee, as you like it.
Yes, sir. May I help you?
I'd like two of those, please.
Hot dogs? Yes, sir.
And three of those, and one of those, and five bars of these, and a cup of a nice hot liquid.
Coffee. Coming right up.
Oh, and two bags of those peculiar white coffee material.
You mean our crunchy popcorn. Shall I wrap that for you, sir?
Oh, that's all right. My saucer just outside.
They come for miles to enjoy our intermission.
Hey, everybody, that's the sound of another Irrelevant Show winding down for a close for Sunday, March 8th, 2026. I'm broadcasting remotely from it's a Rolex submarine. It's even got bands. I'm a couple fathoms below. I'm about 6,000 fathoms below the Earth right now. They just turned the clock forward. It's an underwater metronome clock. It's actually outside of the submarine, but it's got a microphone wired up to it. So it's a thing here off the coast of somewhere. I'm in the Atlantic, I think. But they celebrate this every year. In October, we were in somebody's clock house, but the screaming babies can't find me down here. Anyway, I played an hour of music there. Oh, I do believe there's some bands at Third Rail tonight. If you want to go up to the third floor South Campus Dining Hall, there's two bands from the with this satellite phone feed read. Glib, that's G-L-I-B, and Curving 2. And that's third floor South Campus Dining Hall. Third Rail starts at 4 right after this show, so you can come up and see some live music, get some food downstairs afterwards. Anyway, let me hammer through what I played there. I'm going to do something else. I started that set with Pink Floyd's version of Time. Actually, that is the version, not their version, right? From Dark Side of the Moon. Then we heard a mashup. It was about 15 minutes long of a bunch of stuff cut up. And it was put over a sound bed of Thomas Disselfeldt's Fantasy in Orbit and some Carolina Rainbow something or other. A couple of records of theirs was thrown in there. with a bunch of stuff over top of it. The Black Lips gave us Time from their Arabia Mountain. We heard something called Anti-Clock. I don't know what that was. It was very bizarre. That went into the Good Times theme song from the TV show Good Times. The Jive 5 gave us What Time Is It? That was a single. We heard Rob K with Crucial Time. That was from The End of the Earth. And then that went into Robin Hitchcock. Time Coast from an album he put out recently just called Robin Hitchcock. The Cynics gave us I Got Time. That was from Living Is the Best Revenge. That went into Cowslingers, also a track called I Got Time, and that was off their Cowslinger Deluxe. And we finished there with Ron Jacobs, something called Time and Space from A Child's Garden of Grass. I'm going to go disappear and do something else. I should be back next week. I know the spring break happens, so there's going to be spotty radio content, but I think I'll be around to do the Irrelevant Show. Anyway, I'm going to step out of here and stay tuned for Third Rail Radio in about 3 minutes.